He mentioned in the previous mission the four shades of white that would be considered a negative rock. Now the dinit, if you have one of those shades of white and it's tinged with red, that would also be a negative rock. If the shade of white that you have is like shellac, like snow, as we mentioned that Baharat has a bright white appearance of snow and it's mixed with red. If it looks like wine that's diluted with snow, then that would be considered a negatzaras. Wine diluted with snow, since snow is such a bright white, the red would not be so apparent in the white. Hapatuch shavitzid kidam hamazuk v'cholof. If the shade of white that you have in your skin is sid, like lime, like we mentioned, the tall dog by her, is considered hechol, like the bright lime in the hechol, and it's mixed with red, what would it look like for it to be considered a negatzaras? The Mishnah tells us if it looks like blood that is mixed with milk, and that would be a negatzaras. Blood mixed with milk, the red is quite apparent in the milk. This is going according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Adan Dan Shebezeh V'Shebezeh, Ki Yayin HaMazug B'Mayim. Rabbi Akiva said, both the shade of white of shelag and the shade of white of sit that's mixed with red should have the appearance of wine that's diluted with water. Elishol shelag azah v'shol sit diyam imenu. The only difference between the appearance of the shade of white of shelag that's mixed with red and the shade of white of sid that's mixed with red is that the shade of white of shelag that's mixed with red, the white is much brighter, as opposed to sid that's mixed with red, the white is not as bright, but both of them should look like yayin hamazik b'mayim, according to Rabbi Akiva. Starting the Gan Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Arba Maros Elu, Mitzdarf and Zemze, Liftor Ulahachlit Ulahaskit. The four Maros in the Gan that we mentioned in Mishnah, four different shades of white that are considered a nega, they would combine with each other. Liftor lahachlit ulahaskit. They would combine with each other to dismiss a person who's found not to have a nega, or to decisively deem it time of the person, or lahaskit, to put away the person, to quarantine him until the coin decides whether to decisively deem it time of him or not. As the minimum size of a nega is the size of a gris, a bean, 3 square centimeters by 3 square centimeters. Now, if you have one of the shades of white mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, it's only half a grit. But combined with that shade of white is a different shade of white. The two shades of white would combine with each other to make a grit and to be mitami the person. Now, according to the Rambam, all four different shades of white that is mentioned in Mishnah Aleph would combine with each other. If you have half a grit of one and half a grit of the other, that would be considered a nega. While according to Rashi, only a toldo would combine with the dav, and the two elbows would combine with each other, but the two totals would not combine with each other, nor would the total combine with the other op. Meaning to say, that we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph that there are two avos and two totals. Two shades of white that are mentioned explicitly in the Torah, which are called avos. And two shades of white, which are also considered a nega, but are not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, and they're called tolda. Each av has a tolda. Each one of the two negar mentioned explicitly in the Torah has a tolda, a shade of white that's considered a tolda, a derivative of that av. So a tolda would combine with its own av, and the two avos would combine with each other, but a tolda of one av would not combine with the other av, according to Rashi. So that which the Mishnah says here, that the four Maros Negam combine with each other, doesn't mean to say that all four combine with each other, but that one tolda would combine with the dav, and the two avos would combine with each other. That which we said, the four Maros Negam combine with each other, as far as Lahasker. Now the Mishnah explains what it means by Lahasker. So somebody has a nega and he brings it to the car, and the car looks at the nega, and it's not yet decisively tummy. And he locks up the person for a week. If by the end of the first week the nega has not changed, he would again be locked up for another week. And if that nega is partly one shade of white, partly a different shade of white, the din would be the same, that he would be locked up for up to 2 weeks. Liftor, so I made Besov Shavua Shani. And that which we said that the four Maros Negam combine with each other as far as lifter. The Mishnah explained that, meaning to say that somebody who has a neg and who was locked up for 2 weeks, and by the end of the 2 weeks the neg still has not changed, he would be dismissed. He would no longer be locked up at the car and would let him free. Lahachlit eshenola lo michya usea lavam bitchila b'sov shavua rishon b'sov shavua sheni la'acher haptor. And that which we said, that the four Maros Negam combine with each other, as far as Lahachlit, the Mishnah now explains that. Somebody who has a nega, probably one shade of white, probably a different shade of white. And he goes to the corn for the corn to see the nega. And in the center of the nega was Nola Lo Mechya, normal, regular flesh. and the center of the nega that surrounds it by the nega. That normal flesh is at least the size of an adusha, a lentil, that's a simon that the person decisively tummit. Or if there's a black hair in the nega that turned white, that's also a simon that he is decisively tummit. So if it was no lomechia or sarah lava before the Kohen had a chance to lock him up, the Kohen would be mocked with him and would say that he is decisively tummit. B'soy shavua rishon or b'soy shavua sheni, the din would be the same, meaning to say, if a person has a nega that's probably one shade of white and probably a different shade of white, and the Kohen looks at it, and it's not yet decisively tummit, and he locks him up for 1 week, and then if it didn't change at the end of the first week, he would lock him up for the second week. And if, after he looks at the nega at the end of the first week, or at the end of the second week, he sees that it was nola lo michya or sarah lovin, the Kohen would be machlit and say that he is decisively tummit. Or even if it was no lo michya or sarah lovin after the patur, meaning to say that the Kohen saw the nega, and it wasn't yet decisively tummit, and he locked him up for 2 weeks. First for 1 week, and then when it stayed the same, for another week. And at the end of the second week, he saw that it still has not changed. The Kohen would then dismiss him. And if after he was dismissed, the nega was no lo michya or sarah lovin, that the center or the nega turned into normal flesh surrounded by the nega, or a black hair and the nega turned white, at that point the Kohen would be mocked with him and say that he is decisively tame, even though he's already been dismissed after being locked up for 2 weeks. Now that it was no lo michya or sarah lovin in the nega, he would become decisively tame. Lahachlit eshano lo pishyon besof shavua rishon besof shavua sheni la'acher haptur. So too, somebody who has a nega which is probably one shade of white and partly another shade of white, and the Kohen took a look at the nega and he wasn't yet decisively tummy, the Kohen locked him up for 1 week, and then if it stayed the same, for another week. And then if at the end of the second week it still has not changed, the Kohen would dismiss him. Now if the nega spread by the end of the first week, when the Kohen looked at him at the end of the first week of him being locked up, he saw the nega was spread, that would be a simon that he is tummy, and the Kohen would be machlit and say he's decisively tummy. Or if after the end of the first week the nega had not changed, but when the Kohen looked at him at the end of the second week he saw that the nega had spread, that's what it's meant by no lo pishyon, that the nega had spread, in such a case also the Kohen would be machlit and say that he is decisively tummy. And so too if la'acher haptur, if the second week already was up and the nega had not changed, the Kohen dismissed him, and then after the Kohen dismissed him he saw that the nega had spread, the Kohen would be machlit and say that he is decisively tummy. And the Mishnah is telling us that this din is true also for somebody who has a nega that's half a grist of one shade of white and half a grist of a different shade of white. When the nega spreads, he becomes decisively tummy. Now that which we said, that if it's no lo pishyo, meaning that the nega spread, that's a simon that the person is decisively tummy, that's only if it's spread after it's already been locked up, and the Kohen saw that it spread after the first week or after the second week or even after he was dismissed. But if the nega spread before the Kohen even had a chance to lock him up, that's not a simon that he is tummy. He would not yet be decisively tummy. He would be first be locked up, and only if it spread after he was locked up would he be considered decisively tummy. So too, somebody has a nega that's half a grist of one shade of white, half a grist of a different shade of white, and he was locked up for 1 week and then a second week, and the nega still had not changed, the Kohen dismissed him. And after the Kohen dismissed him, the nega spread over his entire body turned white, in such a case he would be decisively tummy. As a haife kuli lava mitocha chlat and mitocha star, so too, somebody who has a nega that's half a grist of one shade of white and half a grist of a different shade of white, and after he had become decisively tummy, or after he was locked up by the Kohen, the Torah spread over his entire body turned white, in such a case he would be dismissed, he would no longer be considered decisively tummy, or if he was locked up he would be let go. Elu maris negarim shekol negarim tluyim behem. These four maris negarim, the four different shades of white that we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, all negarim depend on these shades of white, meaning to say that only these four shades of white are considered a nega if they appear on your skin. No other shade of white that appears on your skin is considered a